Welcome to Roadmap to 1 Million. My name is Stacey Zeal, and if you're looking to make more money, gain your time back, and rapidly grow your visibility so that you can impact way more people with your brilliance, you're in the right place. This podcast is your one-stop shop for turning your online business dreams into a reality. My main goal is to give women entrepreneurs just like you the marketing strategies, guidance, and expert insights you need to hit that million-dollar milestone and beyond. Whether you're a coach, a consultant, or an online brand that wants to make a big impact, Roadmap to 1 Million gives you the actionable strategies and inspiration you need so that you can implement right away, no fluff, no fuss. So, CEO, are you ready to buckle up and accelerate your growth? Be sure to follow the show and let's dive in. Get ready to uncover your Roadmap to 1 Million. Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. Are you doing all the things but hit a revenue ceiling? You're building an audience, you're creating content and making sales, but you feel like something is holding you back from your next milestone. If that sounds like you, it's time to take our What's Your Missing Marketing Link quiz, your go-to tool to identify what's missing from your marketing strategy that might be holding back your business growth. Whether it's fixing your funnel or diversifying your efforts, this quiz will pinpoint those marketing missteps and guide you to success. Take the quiz today and uncover the missing link in your path to seven figures and beyond. So head over to stacyzeal.co/quiz because success begins with identifying and fixing those mistakes. So don't miss out. Your business deserves to have the impact you desire. Visit stacyzeal.co/quiz. That's stacyzeal.co/quiz to get a detailed report and the resources you need to help you grow. All right, let's jump back into the episode. Hey, y'all. I am coming live today because I just was inspired today. And so typically when I do my lives, I kind of script them I just kind of have an outline. My podcast episodes, I do an outline of like, here's kind of what I want to talk about to kind of keep the conversation and going in a specific direction. But today I really was just inspired. And so I wanted to talk about, you know, how you can get to the place where your marketing is repeatable. Because here's the thing, like we all, as entrepreneurs, as me, you know, I'm included, I get inspired by so many things. I get inspired to create a new offer. I get inspired to create a new lead magnet. I get inspired to just, you know, do so many different new things because I'm always getting ideas. And so for me, sometimes that ends up, having me feel like I'm scatterbrained, right? Feeling like I want to do so many different things. And so maybe you can relate to that, right? Like you, there's so many things that you want to do, especially like if you really kind of sit in this, you know, abundance kind of mindset where for me, like, you know, when I'm sitting, like I believe that there are so many ways to make money. There are so many ways to grow your business. There's so many things that you can do. And that sometimes it's so easy to just want to try all of them or want to do all of them. And I'm just like, ooh, I want to try this. I want to do that. I have this new idea for this new offer and I want to put it out there. I want to do this. And I had to literally kind of stop myself today because on Friday, I started like last week, I got inspired for a launch that I'm planning. And, you know, it's for like a new offer that we have. And so I got inspired, right, to create this new offer. I got inspired, started selling the offer, got inspired to then like, hey, maybe, you know, let me try to do a launch for this actual offer. But then, so I spent time on Friday planning out the launch, going through my, you know, past launch plans and stuff like that I have and SOPs and things and planning this launch. And then I was like, oh, I saw made a task of what I needed to do. And creating a new sales page is on that list. And I feel like I had a physical reaction where I was like, if I have to create another damn sales page, I am going to lose my mind. And so I that actually kind of gave me just this reaction of like, oh my gosh, I really don't want to have to do a new sales page. I don't have to do all these new things. Because last year, we did a lot of new stuff last year. We launched a course last year. We, you know, launched a few times last year and had some successful launches, some unsuccessful launches. And so when I'm coming into this year and I'm starting to think about this new stuff and I'm like, why don't you just go back and do what worked last year? Like, instead of creating a new launch for in a new sales page for a new offer and a new thing that, you know, that is actually that doesn't need me to actually launch it and to do these all these new things. It's like, why don't I just focus on that? And so it inspired me to talk to y'all about being able to rinse and repeat your marketing. Because what I'm thinking about, one of the things I was talking about in this example, I was talking about Apple today. And we were talking about how Apple literally kind of essentially like relaunches the same product over and over and over again, that they make updates and they modify and that kind of thing, but they really kind of launch the same thing. And it's the same marketing process, right? Like they're, you know, trying new things and they're investing in new opportunities, but a lot of what they're marketing when they're launching an iPhone, that process is very, very, you know, much the same. You can kind of look at the different, they do their launch events, then they have, you know, all their promotion with their brand partners, all the, like they had, there's a big lead up to this launch, right? So the marketing that they're doing or the process that they're doing is repeatable. And so as you grow, as you get bigger, you start to really kind of figure out, like, instead of doing all these new things, maybe I need to figure out how to really kind of improve and optimize on the thing that is already working for me. And so for me, that looks like, instead of doing a new launch for a new product, won't you just rinse and repeat the launches that have worked for you before? Using the new data that you have, tapping into the audience that you've built over this time since you have launched, right? I haven't talked about my course in a while, you know, and I'm just like, why aren't you talking about this course? And so for me, I wanted to just share that because I think that it's important for CEOs and entrepreneurs to understand that there gets to a point in your marketing where you should be repeating things, right? Like the launches that you have that are successful, you should be doing those over and over again. The workshops that you're doing that are successful, you should really kind of take that process and apply it to what you're doing in your business and being able to figure out, like, what are the points that I can scale this, right? How do I do more lead generation to be able to do a live webinar to more people, right? Like, how do I leverage the content that I've already created to, you know, nurture my audience? You know, like, how do I take one podcast episode and turn it into reels and, you know, lives and blog content and emails, right? Like, so you really should start to kind of figure out in your business, like, where are all the things that I can repeat? And the way that you do that, and a lot of the place where it starts at with my clients, because I'm working with a client on this now, right? And so I'm looking at what worked, what does not work? What is the process in which, you know, we get campaigns out? How do, like, whenever we have a live event, what do we do every single time we have a live event, right? Like, so that's really what you should start to be getting to. And that really comes from systems. It comes from SOPs. It comes from having, you know, focusing on the right strategies and figuring out ways to blow out those strategies rather than always diving into new strategies, right? Like, instead of trying to figure out how many, you know, if Facebook is working for you, if Instagram is working for you, instead of trying to figure out, like, well, how can I go make TikTok work? It's about, how do I start to make Facebook and Instagram work better for me or work more for me? And that includes investing in ads, right? And so figuring out, like, how do I take what's working on Instagram and what's working on Facebook and put it on a larger stage? And so that's what we do when we are trying to scale, because scaling is about creating incremental improvements over time. And that's what I learned when I was working at Zappos, when I was running paid ads there. I started to shift my thinking as a marketer, as a strategist, to understand that I am trying to make incremental improvements, right? Like, I am not trying to have, you know, these big jumps and big, you know, big losses. We're really trying to figure out, like, how do we, you know, look at our marketing more as like compound interest, right? Like, thing, we're learning different things and we're repeating the same things over and over and over again. And we're learning every time, but we're improving the process, but we're still doing this. We're still using the same process that we've created. We're actually reusing the same some of the marketing that we've done. We're just updating things. We have email sequences that we can repurpose. We have podcast episodes that we can repurpose. And so that's when it gets to a point where if you have the process laid out, you can figure out at what points in that process can you make incremental improvements to grow your business. And so if live launching works for you, maybe you can figure out, like, what other things can I do to get more people into my live launch? Because every time I go through this live launch, this process, I convert 5% of my audience. Now it's about, I just need to get more people into the to experience the actual process. I need more people to go through the funnel. I need more people to experience my content, right? And so the content that I've already created, that I've already taken this time and I understand works because I have data points. And so I want you to start to look for ways that your marketing can be repeatable. And this is something that I do with my clients when I'm working as their fractional CMO. And so if you are thinking about how you can start to leverage, you know, a marketing consultant and bring someone into your business to be able to kind of look at what you have going on and find the ways in which you can where you can standardize processes, where you can find places of repetition, where you have those successful campaigns that you're learning and you're optimizing your customer journey, right? And you're just making incremental improvements, because all of that stuff adds up over time. And that all of that stuff is what helps you to scale. So stop thinking about new. And like I said, I had to check myself today. You know, if you're just jumping in, go back and listen to the beginning of where this is kind of coming from. But, you know, like, you don't have to create new shit all the time. Sometimes it really is just about figuring out what works and then, you know, defining that path, which is a part of my framework, right? You have to define the path, define what works. But then we figure out what are the places in which we can scale and what are the places in which we can improve, so that way we get more people to the end result. Okay. So if you are looking for marketing support, you're looking for someone to come in to your business and really kind of help you to figure out where those repeatable processes are, definitely send me a DM or book a call with me and we can talk about it, because I really want to understand where you're at in your business, talk about some different ways that we can help you to reach those goals that you have, so that you can get to a point where your marketing feels more repeatable rather than feeling like it's scattered and you're doing new things all the time. All right. All right, y'all. Have a good one. OMG, that episode was packed with gems. Are you ready for more? Head over to stacyzeal.co/podcast to get the show notes and to sign up to get our top 5 podcast episodes to help you streamline your marketing so you can make this your $1 million year. Head over to stacyzeal.co/podcast.